echte ervaring.
Me and my fam take this rap shit serious.
Yo, yo, mic check. My mic sounds nice, even though I'm not wearing headphones. I'm assuming my mic sounds nice. We back in the place. Episode 74.
2 year anniversary coming up soon. Yeah.
2 year anniversary. Serious rap shit podcast. Y'all been rocking
what's
with
the
us.
2 year anniversary? Like, what's that? What did the?
Is that silver? That's not
silver. I
don't
know. We just gonna hand out our Cash App.
Yeah.
You can put silver in that.
Y'all owe us gifts for rocking out with us for so long.
We just gonna create a Serious Rap Shit Cash App that divides it into both our accounts.
Everybody else is. Y'all motherfuckers out here on Twitter. I'm gonna need y'all to stop throwing out hot takes on Twitter and then throwing your Cash App at the bottom. You know what I'm saying? Like, niggas ain't read for nine. That bullshit y'all throwing out there on Twitter. You know, no revelation for me to have to throw no Cash App at you, nigga. I've read CLR James, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Some asshole fucking witchy hoe 666 at Twitter throwing out a fucking Cash App after you say some greasy shit about white people. I'm not paying for that. I'm not paying for that shit. But yeah, we back in the building. How you been, Josh?
I'm good, man.
Word. How was your week so far?
It was pretty cool. Y'all, I'm excited. Yo, Sixers basketball at 7:30 in the morning tomorrow, y'all.
Hey. So what are they playing, like China?
Yeah, they're playing in China.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Word.
So, yeah, man, I'm good, man. Like, you know, maintaining, working on shit.
Yeah, getting it cracking out here.
Yeah, living life.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Being a father.
Word. I haven't had really... this week has been real chill for me. We're recording late in the week.
Yeah.
You know, we usually do it at the top of the week, but we ran into like some snags. But this week has been like nice and
Gritty was
sweet.
Over here smoking dust with you all week, brother.
That's what it was. My man Gritty came through with the dust blunt and the killer tape. He came through with the John Woo tape. You know what I'm saying? We was getting dusted.
And watched the killer all week. Yeah.
We couldn't do the episode. But it was dope. Tuesday.
Brought Super Ninjas over. Y'all was just dusted smoking, watching the Super Ninjas.
In my early 20s, if you came over my crib, we was smoking. And we was watching Super Ninjas. I promise you, it was good. If we were smoking, we was watching Super Ninjas, or we was watching Too Raw for the Streets.
Yeah,
DVD. Shout out to Big Star and Vodka and all that shit. Yeah, that was my whole. I'm talking like men, women, whoever. Yeah. Like if you was coming over,
What was the bull who got booked off one of them tapes?
Oh,
remember he was in.
Should we say that? Even if I do remember?
No, I mean, I'm not saying the bull name.
Oh, yeah.
I'm saying in general, like, what there was a bull. Remember, wasn't there? Like, he got, like...
No, you're thinking of Hood the Hood.
Hood the Hood, that's what it was.
I just had him shits, too.
Yeah.
Hood the Hood. It was a bull. Not going to say the bull name. I don't remember what
I don't
know.
Name,
but I did see him in a sneaker store in Erie Ave. One of them dudes, like on Erie Ave, I saw him in a sneaker store, and I was like, "Yo, my man, when you in
Hood the Hood
DVD?" But yeah, I know a boy you're talking about. It was like something involving like, editing all that out. But I know what you're talking about. Hood the Hood. Oh man, y'all niggas, y'all don't remember that shit?
Nah.
Hood the Hood, where they used to go. It was like one dude.
Yeah, go from city to city.
He would go to the worst hood in your city. And just interview all the like criminals.
Yeah.
It was the craziest shit ever. And I used to sit on my couch and eat chicken wings and smoke weed and watch that shit in the middle of the day because I ain't have much going on, y'all.
Don't you imagine if you had like YouTube back then, yo? These dudes.
Oh man, hell yeah, that shit would be. I'm gonna go on YouTube and see if I can find.
I'm sure you can.
The Hood
joints.
Dog, they used to go down. I remember they was in Atlanta. Them niggas look like, shout out to Atlanta, we love y'all. Them niggas was like in the trap.
Yeah.
Before, you know, trap was like EDM, whatever goofy shit is happening. With them niggas was like in the trap, they was interviewing them dudes. One, they sound like they were speaking another language. Two, they cribs look like, it's like a band of miniums. Like, yeah. They cribs look like mud shacks or some shit. I was like, yo, them motherfuckers down there struggling.
Yeah.
God damn.
Times was hard. They was bam as shit.
Oh, man. Motherfuckers was wilding out. They was up here. Motherfuckers was acting crazy. The one boy, I've definitely edited this out. I think you was talking about the boy that came with the big.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yo, yeah, shout out, oh, man. Shout out to, yeah.
Oh, pulled that joint up out of his jaw. Yeah. Out of his knees and shit.
Shout out to Bull. God damn. Dog, yeah.
If you ain't lived through the 9X white C era,
when a nigga could run up on you and you ain't know what he had on you,
No, because his jeans was super baggy and his shirt was ridiculously baggy.
You like, yo, this nigga got a whole, he pulled a whole. It was broad daylight.
Yeah, wow. Exactly.
Yo, yeah. Goddamn.
Times was hard on the boulevard, yeah.
Motherfuckers talk shit about like these like young boys is out here now. Shit was awful in Philadelphia in the early 2000s. Like early 90s and early 2000s were fucking horrible in this city. I don't care.
Absolutely.
Like, nobody said. And that's statistics back that shit up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, fuck that. I don't never go back to that era. Nah. Fuck that shit. But yeah, it was cool just kind of chilling out. We couldn't, like I said, we couldn't record the day that we intended on recording, but it ended up being cool for me because I just was like sitting around the crib, kind of because I'm still like healing and shit. Yeah. So I was like chilling. And
dust is part of like your healing regimen.
You know, you gotta smoke Nino Brown said, a red devil angel dust. You know what I'm saying? To heal your body. But yo, he had that same monologue. I'm not gonna let you distract me on this fucking podcast today. He had that same monologue though in some other movie. Maybe King of New York?
Maybe.
Was it Leslie Snipes? No, he was a cop in King of New York.
No, he wasn't.
Was he? He was a cop. Lawrence Fishburne was the criminal.
Yeah, Jumping Jack. Yeah.
It was some other movie where he was like, man, smoking that red devil angel dust. Like,
probably definitely was doing that shit.
Yeah, he's just like improvising that. But
you ever hear the story about him doing Blade 3?
No. What?
Patton Oswalt talked about it because, you know, he's in Blade 3.
Yeah.
They said, yo, first of all, they said he's barely in any of that movie. Like, it's mostly just his stunt double.
Yeah.
Like, unless it's a close-up on him,
what?
It's his stunt double or stand-in.
Yo.
And they said, like, the director would, like, go to his, like, trailer and knock on the door.
Mm.
And, like, he just wouldn't answer him. And then when he would answer and open the door, it looked like they was hotboxing the whole trailer. Like, they were just, like,
what?
Bundles of smoke coming out as you walked up to it.
God damn, Wesley.
He probably had the Nubians in there? Like,
oh. Y'all niggas don't know. We gonna go into the conspiracy for a second. Wesley Snipes, before he was arrested for tax evasion, they did I think it was like 60 Minutes or some shit. They did like a whole like special on him or whatever, and they were questioning him about different, you know, stuff that he was doing. Wesley Snipes was buying mad automatic rifles for the Nuwabians down Atlanta. Shout out to Atlanta.
Again. Yeah, it's all about Atlanta. Shout
out to Atlanta. I'm editing all of this shit out. I don't need no enemies in Georgia. My family from Georgia. But Wesley Snipes, they say he was buying mad automatic rifles for the Nuwabians. That's, for me, that's the reason why they got that nigga on that tax evasion shit.
Yeah, definitely.
You know what I'm saying? They was looking at him, and he was like, you buying guns?
They did the same shit to crushing them. Like, you know what I mean? They got them on tax shit. That's how they justify going in there and shit.
Yeah, they like, yo. And they raided the Nuwabians because in Atlanta, they had built, like, their own little, like, pyramids. Yeah, and they had, like, a compound and shit. And they raided the compound.
Yeah.
God damn, the shit goes deep. Let me hit my volume. Sorry, y'all. But yeah, I don't even know how to tie all this back in. This week was cool. You know what I mean? It was chilling. Nobody got arrested. Nobody
evaded taxes.
Taxes, but you know, nobody got caught for it. And I got a massage.
Oh, word.
Yeah, yeah.
Massage?
No, I'm editing that out. Thank you.
Don't listen.
That doesn't matter. I'm not even talking about that. I'm talking about generally about. Oh man, I'm not feeding into this. I got an actual massage, and it was dope. My, you know, a lot of my body is like still super stiff, because my illness was like a brain and spinal thing. So like,
what's stiff word?
Yeah, my muscles aren't like what they were. So yeah, I got like a nice massage and I'm like feeling loose and shit. So
would you say the end? And you don't stop.
And you don't stop. I'm fucking editing that out. Definitely editing that out. So
that's what we call entrapment.
This fucking show is over. This is the last episode. I'm not doing this shit no more. So yeah, what's been going on? What's been happening?
Yo, Sixers is back.
Hey.
They had a game Monday. Markel hitting threes.
I saw.
You know, they got a white dude with a half moon part like Raekwon. We went in the chip this year, yo.
Yo, you remember the movie Black and White with Raekwon? Yeah. Yo, go watch that movie. Black, if y'all haven't seen it, Black and White.
Don't Tyson like steal Robert Downey Jr. in that joke? Yeah,
because Robert Downey Jr., they're at a party. Basically, oh, fuck. Why am I going into this? So basically, long story short, this movie, Black and White, came out in the late 90s. It's starring Bijou Phillips, Robert Downey Jr., Iron Mike Tyson, and the entire Wu-Tang Clan is in it. It's basically about like hipsters or I would say even like upper crust motherfuckers living in like Manhattan and shit. And like, but they're like obsessed with hip hop.
Yeah,
hanging with the Wu-Tang. It's a whole weird fucking thing. But yeah, Mike Tyson is hanging out at a party and Robert Downey Jr. comes up and tells him that he had a dream that they were having sex.
Yeah, that's what it
the
was.
The night before. So Mike Tyson like gripped him up or like punched him in the ear. I don't think he like full on punched him. I think he's just like
kind of mushed him and like grabbed him.
Yeah, he like yoked him up and shit. But yeah, watch that movie. It's called Black and White.
Yeah.
It's terrible, but you'll enjoy it because it's bad. But yeah, shout out to the Sixers. Shout out to Markelle Fultz shooting threes.
Yeah.
I love it, yo.
Hit jumpers. Ben Simmons still ain't take a jumper yet in the two preseason games.
Listen.
This is what it is.
He'll work his way up to it.
Yeah.
What if he does like a Jason Kidd and by the end of his career, he's
got
like
a solid three-pointer?
Yeah. He's like, I mean, like Beyonce. Ain't Jason Kidd like number three all time or something?
He became
shit?
A really good shooter as he got later.
It's
in his
crazy
career.
I remember that shit. Like they were like, no, he can't shoot.
He was still beast. He's still beast without that jumper. Like the jumper just added another dimension to his game.
Right.
But yo, did you see your man? Since basketball is back, you see your man, J.R. Smith, got the Supreme tattoo on down the back of his calf.
The Supreme logo?
Yes.
He would be the one to do that.
Yeah, he's got a Supreme logo tattooed down there. But
y'all gotta chill with this Supreme shit. Supreme got some cool shit. I'm not gonna front.
Yeah.
Y'all gotta chill with this Supreme shit.
But the NBA told him he wasn't allowed to wear. Like he's got to cover it up.
How you gonna cover up something that's on your skin?
I don't know.
How did he tell you that?
He has a Jumpman logo on him.
Right.
That another sneaker company, like he's signed a Jumpman.
Yeah, yeah.
But another sneaker company like offered him a shit ton of money, but they told him he would have to cover the Jumpman logo, and he was like, "Nah," and he just stayed with Jumpman.
What?
Wow. Yeah. Like, I'd be with it though. Like,
shout out to JR for
having
Supreme
paid me good money. I got open calves, yo.
Yeah, fuck that. I'm not standing next to you. You do that shit. Nah, fuck that. I'm not getting no Supreme nowhere on my body. If I get a tattoo, I tell listeners all the time, I don't have no tattoos. If I get a tattoo, it's going to be a giant map of Africa on my back with a fist reaching across the Atlantic Ocean and punching America in the face. That's going to be the one tattoo I get before I die.
Somebody out there designed that. And
Make like a, what's it called, a little flash. Draw that up for us. Yeah. We appreciate y'all.
Design that so that that's just gonna be live.
Yo. Oh, do I have to get it live? Like,
yeah, we'll do it on the Serious Rap Ship live IG feed.
Yo, let's do it. I'm all about it.
Let's be popping, y'all. Yeah, so I'm hyped. I mean, Arsenal lost today. I saw the score when I was coming down here.
What is this Arsenal? What is this?
Wasn't happy
mean?
About that.
I don't know. Is this more soccer shit?
Yeah. Dog. We bust Wofford ass over the weekend, though.
Waffles? What?
Gotta respect, man.
I don't know what you're talking about. You like speaking Greek.
We bust Wofford's ass. That's the homie. Shout out to the homie Phil. That's his squad.
Yo, shout out to Phil.
Bust just his ass.
In general. No shout out to soccer, but shout out to Phil.
Well, it's not soccer anyway. I mean, be respectable.
It's what football. Call it. Yeah. Jesus Christ. That's what assholes call it. Like the entire world calls it soccer. Yo. Not call that shit football.
Football, but you know, whatever. I mean, we're just
I'm editing that shit out on principle just because I ain't like how it sounded.
I'm never using like O or zero again. I'm only calling it nil from now on.
Jesus Christ. What? So before we go too deep, we make like a little list of like stuff to talk about every week or whatever. Yeah. I see here that you wrote that J.R. Smith said that he don't talk to the cops.
Oh, because he.
I just wanted to circle back on that.
They asked him, "Do you talk to the?" They asked him, "Like, did you run it past the league before you got the tattoo?" And he was like, "I don't talk to the cops."
Oh, the league is the cops.
Shout out to JR, dog.
Yo, JR Smith, dog. Somebody somewhere, wherever he lands and ends his career, y'all got to build a statue for that man, yo.
Dog, I wonder if he like realizes, what you call it's not on the squad. LeBron ain't on the squad anymore yet.
Yo,
he just gonna show up and be like, "Yo,
till Brian comes back.
When he get off injury reserve, yo,
yo, Brian, you know Brian on vacation. He don't play preseason games. No way.
He down Miami with Wade, probably hanging out.
Yo,
but he'll be back probably in a couple weeks, right? He's gone, dog. Like he signed with another team. Like you know, they did. Like he came out like 2 weeks after LeBron made his decision. Like 2 weeks later, JR was like, "Yo, peace to LeBron. Yo, appreciate your time." Like,
you know,
two weeks ago,
we love you, big bro.
What the fuck?
Is he just like drunk, or he's just on another level?
I just think he's thinking on a whole other level.
Yeah, bro. I think he's just like an ill nigga.
He was saying
like,
peace to him for when next time LeBron leaves the next squad and shit.
Right. You know, shout out LeBron. You know. During your tenure with the Sixers. Like, what? What's he talking about? What if JR can see in the future, dog?
I'm telling you.
What if Supreme is the next Google?
Yeah.
And JR, he got in on the, not the ground floor, but he got in before they really blew up.
Before they go public and shit. You know
God
I mean?
Damn. I don't know. I don't want to think about that. Is I don't want to think about this next thing either.
Well, because we know one guy who doesn't talk to the cops and JR Smith. Another dude
who loves the police, KRS-One was filmed. I don't know where he was even
Hold
performing.
On, you gotta properly address KRS-One when you say his name. It's KRS-One, the voice of hip hop, all things hip hop.
KRS-One, aka Hip Hop Speaks From Heaven, was the
physical embodiment of hip hop.
Right, we saw this thing on Facebook, which you should already know, and it was terrible.
Yeah,
if it showed up on Facebook, KRS-One was on stage, and I don't know if he got this nigga out the crowd or if he was, you know, on the side doing security or some goofy shit, but he pulls out the whitest police officer. The nigga might have been up rocking, you know, behind, backstage or whatever, and he declares this is what hip hop looks like.
Yeah.
You can see this thing on Facebook if you're so inclined. 13-year-old me died inside.
But like you said, he never made a song about white cops.
How you ain't know I was saving that joke
my man.
For the podcast? We done. This shit is over.
I gave you credit for it. Like I came in and was like, but he ain't never make a song about white cops.
That's like, real, because like some of y'all motherfuckers on Facebook be and Twitter too, y'all be like retweeting shit. Yeah. You know what I mean? I was in Walmart and the lady yelled, put it back so loud at her kid, I almost put my shit back.
Yeah.
50 of y'all niggas posted that shit.
Like y'all said it.
Like it actually happened to you. Get out of here. But yeah, Karis won. I don't even know what to make of this thing. He was like on stage with the guy, and the cop's like, yeah, real hip hop, y'all.
Yeah, he took his hat off, was going to give it to him and shit. Like,
what the fuck? Y'all assholes that were in the crowd were like cheering this shit, dog. I swear on everything. If I go to a hip hop show and see one of y'all niggas pull the police on stage, talk about, yo, this is real hip hop, I'm leaving. I promise you. You know what I mean? I'm not.
Unless you're going to PM Dawn him off the stage, don't put him on the
right,
stage.
Right, unless it's a trap. You know what I'm saying? You're going to do the PM Dawn shit. Nigga, this nigga KRS. Oh, you just made me mad. This nigga KRS threw PM Dawn off the stage. My nigga, rest in peace to Prince B from PM Dawn. My nigga that made Die Without You.
Yeah.
You threw that man off stage, but you ain't throw no cop off the stage? That's terrible. That's I don't know how that's acceptable at this point. That's terrible. And I love KRS. I grew up on KRS. But to me, to be serious for a second, hip hop as a culture is anti-establishment.
Yeah.
Hip hop as a culture is anti-authoritarian. That shit violates the spirit of this shit. I know, I understand some of y'all motherfuckers grew up on rap and you grew up to become cops, whatever, that's your choice. The spirit of this shit is against police. The police and the justice system are inherently oppressive institutions. That shit don't mix.
Nah.
That's oil and water to me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Other motherfuckers have different opinions. That's fine too.
Except for New York Undercover. That's the only cops where that's live.
That's the only cop shit I rock with is New York Undercover. And I even feel conflicted watching. I be wanting the criminals to get away on that shit. I don't be rooting for. I like Torres and JC on that shit. But I don't be rooting for them niggas. I want everybody to outrun them in Tim's and 42, size 42.
I may or may G's. Not have clapped when Ice-T killed.
Killed his baby mom. Yeah.
Baby.
Y'all kids, y'all don't know about being up on a Sunday, you know you got to go to school the next day. You watching New York Undercover and Ice-T killed Malik Yoba's baby mom in front of us as young children. We had to watch that shit. And then we had to go to school the next day and try to be normal.
Yeah.
And try to be functional. We've been fucking traumatized by this TV show.
Got PTSD.
Yeah, I don't know nothing about that shit.
What was his name in that job?
He was Williams. He was Jason.
No.
Danny Up.
Danny Up.
My man Danny Up was a coke dealer, not just like a street level coke dealer.
He's the plug.
He was the plug. He was a master computer hacker, and he was a sociopath, and he had a lair where he would have younger drug dealers working under him, like Shredder from the Ninja Turtles movie.
Plus, he was a master of disguise.
Yo, this nigga broke in. He ain't break in.
No.
He showed up at Malik Yoba crib on some like 1-800-Flowers type time with, I'm delivering flowers or whatever, with a little cap, a little fitted cap on, so you couldn't recognize him. And he shot Malik Yoba's baby mom on her wedding day while she was pregnant.
Yeah.
And killed
Meanwhile,
her.
He's got the freshest perm in all of New York.
My man had a doobie. He was in New York, but his hair was on like a DJ Quick in 88 type wave. It was the wildest shit ever. We had to watch this as kids and absorb this and then, you know, go about our day.
Yeah. But we need more MCs with the name Danny Up. Like, why is that hasn't come along yet, man?
whenever I think of somebody for like the Wu-Tang or some shit, because like that could be like
a Wu affiliate.
Oh, my man, Danny, we got Raekwon the Chef, Danny Up.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. Every time I think of like the Wu affiliates, I think of my man Remedy.
Yeah,
the white Israelite. That shit offended me to my core, to my fucking core. That the Wu-Tang had this nigga talking about, I'm the white Israelite. It's like, nah, we're not riding that wave.
He probably just did that because it rhymes.
Oh, I'm sure of it. I'm sure that nigga wasn't actually Jewish. Yeah. Maybe he was. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, we need more dudes like Superb and all the other.
Superb. I'm going to say this. Shout out to my man Steve. Superb or Solomon Childs is probably the best Wu affiliate of all time. I'm going to put that out there.
I don't know, man. That lot of Dark Man John.
Oh, Heist of the Century? I haven't heard that in years.
Me neither. I mean,
are you joking?
I'll be honest.
That's not his bullshit. A lot of dark man can spit. Nah. A lot of dark man, dark skinned assassin, 62nd assassin.
Killer Priest.
Killer Priest is probably the best.
Yeah.
He's probably the best affiliate.
Basic instructions before leaving Earth.
Come on. Don't make us do a whole Wu-Tang episode. We might do it. But I feel like a lot of people, I feel like low-key, you know, shout out to y'all that's out here, you know, doing your thing. Low-key, I feel like y'all niggas is gentrifying the Wu-Tang.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm seeing too much goofy shit. I'm seeing, like, Wu-Tang lattes, you know.
Like, Trader Joe's sells, like, Wu-Tang shirts, dog. Like,
Nah. You buy a Wu-Tang shirt out of Trader Joe's, we taking it off you.
Yeah.
We're not even wearing the shit. It's not even like back in the day where niggas used to steal like niggas' jerseys and shit and then wear it. We're not even doing that. We're taking it off you and throwing it in like a manhole or some shit.
Nah, if you ain't like buying officially like old Wu wear shit that someone found in a basement, a box of it, like offline.
Yeah.
Like vintage shit.
Yeah. And we're not even fucking with none of that like reissue shit. None of that shit.
Nah. All that being said, don't talk to the cops because cops ain't hip hop.
That's the takeaway from this segment of the show.
But I don't know, because, I mean, he is the voice of hip-hop. KRS-One is hip-hop, so I guess cops are hip-hop now.
Real shit, like, I feel like we talked about that a little bit on that thread that one of y'all shared. Was that Rhythm? Who shared that shit? Was it you?
I shared it to Reef Page, yeah.
God damn it. That shit traumatized me. So thank all of y'all who were involved in that shit. But we were talking about it a little bit, like joking and clowning on it. But I really do feel like KRS feels like, as the embodiment of hip hop, he can designate what is or isn't hip hop.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Cause him and his, you know, him like riding a BMX bike is hip hop too.
The fuck out of here. Skateboarding, deep sea diving is hip hop. Get the fuck out of here, Karen.
Like, he just experiences new shit and he's just like, "Yo, this is hip hop."
Kimchi, hip hop. What? What are you talking about?
Rolled ice cream. This is hip hop, yo.
What the fuck? Self checkout at the supermarket is hip hop. Like, yo, chill out. We don't need it. We don't fucking need it.
Spearfishing is hip hop, yo. It's peanut the most hip hop thing you can do.
What the fuck? Sesame chips. It's fucking hip hop. Nah, yo. Like I said, I love KRS. You know, that shit, I don't vibe with. My spirit didn't like seeing that shit.
You or the co-signing the
Bambada. Yo, shout out to, you know, the boy, Doggy Diamonds. Nah. You ever see that shit? So he has a channel on YouTube. It's like the hoodest shit ever. He be interviewing like different MCs. He's like a New York bull.
Yeah.
But he has kind of like connections to the Black Conscious community too. And like Sa Netter and all of them dudes and shit. And he was really, I'm going to say, like one of the few people who were who had like a platform in hip hop who was really adamant about Bambada being held accountable for this shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He has a few videos on his channel. It's like Doggy Diamonds TV. He'll interview like Sauce Money or something.
Yeah.
Or like, I know he did one or with like Tragedy Gaddafi. Just like areas of the culture that don't really get, you know, get shine from like either the mainstream or like the white hipster kind of like media, you know, sectors or whatever. So he's kind of like in, you know, in a his own space. But he was like one of the few people who was like really like, yo, this is fucked up. We need to make space for people who have been abused and this, that, and the third. And like people have just been like kind of, motherfuckers really like wipe their hands of that band.
Yeah, they let that shit go like away.
Like a motherfucker. Like all right. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I can't even like think about like writing anything on like the early days of hip. Like I just it should be coming out soon. I did a piece for Bandcamp Daily on the history of breakbeat records.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So you talking breaks, you gotta talk Bambaataa, yeah. You know what I mean? But like it pains me to even mention him in anything, you know what I'm saying? Because he's like a predator.
Yeah.
He's a fucking predator. He's like violated, you know, all of these young people for years, and like multiple people have come out and said it. It's like, it's fucked up. And not anybody's talking about it. There's not, you know, a lot of people talking about it. And KRS uses his platform and his, you know, people look up to him.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, wow, I don't know nothing about that.
Yeah.
Like, come on, dog. This is people, children.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But yeah, we not with that shit.
Nah.
We ain't with that shit.
Nah, but don't talk to cops.
Please don't.
Yeah.
Not around me. Please don't.
I know somebody who probably does talk to cops a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's your man, Kanye.
What? Do we have to? Well, I guess we do. You brought it up. It's out the bag. Genie's out the bottle.
Listen, man. I don't know what. Like, honestly, didn't he announce the new album was getting ready to come out? Like,
right.
Every time the new album, he all of a sudden goes on these crazy rants.
Yeah.
It's
like the moon is made of cheese.
Yeah.
And we're like, oh no, when's your album coming out?
Like, so supposedly he was at like a school, like all the SNL shit aside.
Right.
He got up on like a, he was at like some Detroit art school, mm-hmm. and like he got up on like a table in the lunchroom and was like, what's my man from Tesla alone?
Oh, Elon Musk?
Yeah, he was like, leave Elon Musk alone.
Who gives a fuck about Elon Musk?
Dog, I literally think, listen, he said he has mental issues. Like, there's some, you know, he has like depression and like anxiety type shit. Like, there's something wrong.
Yeah.
Like, I guess he has a bipolar disorder.
So
he's obviously has like there's issues there.
Yeah.
Maybe he's not taking care of what he needs to take care of, or he's just flat out like on some other shit.
Yeah.
Or hey, I got an album, get ready to come out. I'm gonna say crazy shit because that gets drummed up interest in me, and that is easy promotion for in a time when like, you know, you don't put money into promoting your albums.
Yeah.
Like,
and you're fighting for attention.
Yeah.
You're fighting for
relevancy.
Yeah.
In an ever changing paradigm of like what's relevant, you know what I mean? And he's, you know, I mean, yeah, he's still relevant. I think like he has to understand like, you know what I mean, where it's like you don't need to do this crazy shit to be relevant.
And he's talented too. It's crazy to me. That's one of the immediate things when I'm like on the internet with y'all like real hip hop motherfuckers. The minute like some motherfucker come out like, oh, man, Kanye sucks, he doesn't really have any talent.
Yeah.
I immediately know to dismiss your opinion moving forward. Anybody who has sat at a beat machine, anybody who's really worked that pen on some rap shit knows that Kanye is gifted, period. You know what I'm saying? If you don't, I don't know what to tell you. You know what I mean? But like as a motherfucker who has worked the machine that he used to make College Dropout, Graduation, that ASR, I know what he was doing with that shit.
Yeah.
And I know that he was gifted with it. You know what I mean? So he's talented. He's a brilliant musician, in my opinion. I don't know how much of this is trolling. I feel like it's some combination of trolling slash wanting to promote a record, slash him having, you know, genuine like issues and like manic episodes, slash on some like artsy performance art shit.
Yeah.
Cause you know, if you dig deep enough on Reddit, you don't gotta dig that deep, or on Twitter, people have identified this notion that he's signaling that he's doing performance art. Like the MAGA hat and like certain symbols that he throws up on Twitter, certain quotes that he throws up on Twitter. Even when he was on SNL and he was saying like try love and shit, like, you know, I can't think of the artist's name, but it's like a performance art piece where a man got into a cage with a wolf.
Yeah.
And tried to like tame the wolf through love. And he was like saying he's going to try love. So he's like signaling that he's doing performance art on some level. But I think it's also mixed with like these other dynamics that, you know, of him actually being mentally unstable. Yep. You know what I mean? And he don't have to he could have went a whole other lane. He don't have to be a spectacle.
He could just drop the album and like without ever doing any of this shit, and it would like it would ring off the same way.
Yeah,
like, you know
the music. I hate to be like if the music was good, because a lot of times it's not really about that. You know what I mean? Certain motherfuckers like are out here just on spectacle.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? Like they're not making songs that you want to listen to. But I don't think that Kanye needs to do that, but. What the fuck do I know? Yeah. I ain't never did it. Like when he said to Sway, he said, "You ain't been doing it like I'm doing it. Or you ain't did, you know what I mean? I ain't been doing it on no level that he's, none of us have, on no level that he's been doing it. So what the fuck do I know about, you know, what he needs to do to sell records?" But like, it can't even be selling records though. Cause like, who gives a shit about that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You drop something and then you go, you know, go get deals with, you know, these streaming companies or get a deal with, you know, a clothing company or all this other stuff. Like, it ain't about fucking SoundScan no more.
Nah.
You know?
Nah. Selling records is not like the main. It's like, if he was relying on selling records as like his primary source of income, like, you know what I mean? He'd be nowhere. You know what I mean?
Hell nah.
Yeah, I don't know. That dude. He's, like I said, something's got to be, like you said, I think part of it's a performance art piece, and then, like, you have that mixture of, like, mental issues and the performance art, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's heading down a road of, like, the whole thing is, like, what I don't know, I guess, like, because he's making divisive shit, as opposed to being, like, oh, well, you know what I mean, I could come out and everybody could love me. But I guess no press is bad press idea too.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. That energy, like that hate energy, and that disgust energy is fucking powerful.
Oh yeah,
well, especially in this culture.
They used to say back in the day when what's his name was the biggest dude in radio. What's the white bull? Howard Stern. They said the people that hated him listened longer than the people that loved him.
Jesus.
You know what I mean? Like his biggest fans wouldn't listen as long as the people who hated him. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean?
Roping people in with emotion. Yeah, so that's real. I mean, we kind of did that this week. We didn't talk about it at the top of
show. How about that? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We we threw up a petition to get the Frank Rizzo mural in South Philly repainted as a mural for the Flyers mascot, our man Gritty, All City Gritty. And we kind of like stirred up motherfuckers.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
If you don't know, Philadelphia has a long history of segregation by other names or whatever. Yeah. We weren't like a Jim Crow state, Pennsylvania, but you know, we have a
gerrymandering and shit like that.
All kind of shit. You know what I mean? That's weird you brought that up, because I just DJed an event that was a panel talk on gerrymandering. Yeah. But redlining, I should say. But Frank Rizzo was the former mayor of Philadelphia, former chief of police, and unrepentant racist. Brutal human being. And he has a mural in South Philly. He also has a statue in Center City. So, you know, we was like joking around on Facebook, like, yo, they need to repaint that Rizzo mural and throw my man Gritty up there. And then it was like, yo, we should do a petition.
Yep.
And y'all low key been blowing this petition up.
Yeah.
Thousands of people have signed it. You know what I'm saying? But we also got a taste of like that, what you said, like that divisive thing.
Yeah, where backlash.
It's like, yeah, because like you know, there are a lot of people in this city who are really emotionally invested in the old Philadelphia, which wasn't kind to black folks, wasn't kind to gay people, you know what I'm saying? And they're like, you know, leave Frank alone, Frank's mural's gonna stay forever, you know what I'm saying? So we saw
not
a little
going anywhere.
Yeah, some jack off that's running for mayor gave us a little shout out on Twitter, you know. But you know,
thanks for the listens, bro.
Right. You know, I just I don't want to be in that business of, you know, getting attention through, you know, other people's anger or hatred. If it's, you know, it's a righteous cause, I feel like, you know, getting rid of a mural of a monster is a righteous cause.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'll take that. But like this Kanye shit, just selling records and just like talking about slavery was a choice. It can't just be that.
Yeah.
I'd rather him be, you know, a little office rocker and that being what leads him to saying this kind of stuff, you know, other than, you know, him trying to like manipulate the public. Cause that shit's whack. That shit is whack. You know?
Yeah. And I don't know, man. Like he has some classic shit, man, but your man is really out here.
Yeah. We can't fuck with you. You can't be saying slavery was a choice and giving me that last record you got.
Nah.
You know what I'm saying? You had to say slavery was a choice and then give me Graduation.
Yeah, or
you
know what I mean? Heartbreak or something.
Come on. I'm not rocking with you like that. You know what I mean?
Nah.
Yeah, so, you know, I hope that in this cultural atmosphere that we're living in where mental health is more open for people to talk about mental health. It's more open for people to be vulnerable. I hope for everybody who needs it, you know, they can get the help that they need, but specifically also that Kanye can get, you know, the help that he needs. I'm sure he's been getting some shit. I'm sure his wife has been pulling his coattail. Like, I don't believe in that whole, you know, Kardashian curse where his wife is like the reason for his downfall. I think that kind of shit is like rooted in misogyny. It's always a woman's fault why a man goes left. But you know, I hope his family or whoever's around him can kind of, you know, like pull him in and be like, yo, we got to work on this shit. Stop dropping records. Stop doing interviews.
Yeah.
We need to go away and work on you.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying?
No, and I think, tying that into the next thing of like Lil Wayne on the new record mentions like when he shot himself as a kid, when he was like 12 or 13, he was really young.
Yeah.
He shot himself as a kid, like it was a suicide attempt.
Whoa, I never knew that.
Yeah. So wow. He always tried to put it off as like, oh, I was just playing with guns and I was hard like that.
Absolutely.
But like apparently it was a suicide attempt. It was like his mom's boyfriend's gun or something like that.
Wow.
And yeah, I mean like mental health, I think as I've explored more into like my own mental health, I started really thinking like, oh, there's a lot more people that really need, like, you know what I mean?
Hell
like,
yeah.
Mostly everybody kind of needs counseling because we all have trauma and shit like that in our lives.
And we live in a society that's not natural.
No.
The way that capitalism works is alienating. The way that hierarchy works is alienating. It's like stressful. You know, you're out here trying to like survive or whatever. If we had a basic level of comfort and social security, not like social, like SSI social security, but like genuine social safety nets as health, you know, universal income, food, shelter, clothing, all of this shit. If our basic needs were taken care of, a lot of people would be a lot more stable psychologically and emotionally. And
the idea of like we're social creatures, we're meant to be like, you know what I mean, with other people and this, that, and the third. Capitalism is like the complete opposite of that. It's about like, oh no, you need to do the best for you and only you and concentrate
individualism,
on yourself.
Like
that whole idea is like the complete opposite of what human nature is. So
absolutely.
But I'll tie that into like listening to his album as we kind of get ready to rap.
Yeah, gotta go.
But he talks about there's some songs on here where he really does like talk about a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not the biggest Wayne fan to begin with.
Right. Don't kill us.
Yeah, we're
young
not
niggas
like,
that listen.
Yo,
yeah.
When the first time the fucking lighter flickered, it was on and popping. Like,
yeah, we don't. Yeah, yeah.
I'm not like the biggest Wayne fan in the world. Yeah. John's not the biggest Wayne fan. There's some really strong joints on there. Mm-hmm. Obviously, they just stand out with Mona Lisa with Kendrick.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The joint with Travis Scott. There's another. I think it's called Sorry to. I forget. There's another joint on there. That's really. There's like 5-6 songs on there. That's really dope.
Mm-hmm.
It's. But again, like there's. I'm not like he. For me, like a lot of people. You know, talk about like Down South with the mumble rap shit. Like, he definitely is like one of the like pioneers. And his wasn't even as much mumble. It's just like drunk sounding. And a lot of that, I guess, it's is from like
shit.
The lean. Yeah, that's slur shit. Like, that, a lot of that's from like the lean and shit, I guess. I'm just not the biggest fan of the dude, but like, he had bangers in the past, and this joint has bangers on it. You know that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I've seen mixed reviews of it, though.
Right, I've seen some people like, "Yo, this shit's incredible," and other people like, "No,
yeah, this ain't my baby wouldn't put it out."
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean, so I definitely see that mix.
Like, baby is like
discerning on like what he puts out.
Like he has some kind of taste for this shit. I mean, maybe, yeah, and that's not true. I take that back because that nigga, he gave us Big Timers.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He gave us BG. You know what I mean? So, you know, shout out to Birdman.
Yeah, we don't need him coming in here tearing it up like he did.
tearing it up. Air quotes.
Yeah, but I mean, like, I definitely would say go check it out. If you're a Wayne fan, like, you'll probably love it.
Oh,
you know
yeah.
what I mean? I wasn't the biggest Wayne fan, so, like, it was never like, oh, it's something I had to listen to type shit. It was like, all right, it was cool, you know what I mean? Like, there's some dope joints on there. There was shit I would listen to again, but, one of the weakest tracks, your girl, Nikki, that track is terrible.
No, she went from being like gold with this shit, you know what I mean? Like, jump on a track, body it, you know, mad quotables, mad personality. She still has personality, but like, she's just like, you just don't want to hear a rap.
Nah,
you just don't
want to
fucking hear a rap.
Not at all.
Jesus.
I also heard 94 Ghost Shit.
Oh yeah.
By Westside and Conway, produced by Alchemist
joint, yeah.
Yeah, it's fucking bananas, dog.
Alchemist is really out here just like, also shout out to my man Roll Gold. I gotta tell you some funny shit about Alchemist later.
Word.
Yeah.
Word. But yeah, that joint is really dope. The Conway and Westside Gun joint, 94 Ghost Shit.
Yeah.
Hitler Wears Hermes 6 or 7 or whatever it is. That drops in a couple weeks.
Where?
So
yeah.
They said they're gonna body the fourth quarter, so I'm expecting like grimiest of all time to drop. Benny got a new joint that's getting ready to drop.
Yeah. I'm with it.
And you heard that Anderson .Paak and Kendrick joint, right?
Yeah. Anderson .Paak and Kendrick dropped a song called Tense.
Yeah.
I think it's gonna be on Anderson .Paak's record.
Yeah.
It's just, you know, niggas was just like, all right, you know, let's make the perfect summer song
and drop it in October.
Drop it in at the top of October.
Well, I guess if you're in the West Coast, it's always fucking summer. So
that's what. Yeah, that was another thing I thought about that too. I was like, well, shit, LA niggas.
Yeah,
they like, yeah, this makes perfect sense. But yeah, it's dope. It's also some smooth shit. You know, Kendrick is the shit. Anderson's the shit. It ain't much, you know, to even say about it. I also listened to the joint 36 Trap Houses.
Oh, yeah.
Nigga, a DJ took, I can't think of his name right now. I apologize. But this cat took 2 Chainz verses and laid them over Wu-Tang beats. It's fucking fire.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? When I first heard of this shit, I was like, how's this going to sound? I don't know. But it's dope. A lot of the tracks are like 36 Chambers joints, but then he does other joints from like the Wu-Tang catalog or whatever. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's real dope. Like, I would play this shit out somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I mean? Because you got 2 Chainz with like the modern flow and references, but the beats are like classic beats.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's dope. It's a very enjoyable mixtape.
Yeah, I definitely want to hear that, John. I think I'm going to try and listen to that tonight. Other than that, yo, go fuck with us on Spotify now.
We're on Spotify.
Boo, 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 boo. So, yeah, go Fuck with us there. Fuck with us on Apple Podcasts, Brooklyn Radio,
Stitcher, all the places.
Tune in everywhere, dog. SoundCloud.
Come on.
Podbean. We're on
Podbean. All these joints.
Yeah, we're everywhere, yo. Pods in Color, everywhere, dog. So come go on. Fuck with us there. Go sign the petition. Get my man Gritty up on the wall.
Get Frank Rizzo the fuck out of here. Hashtag replace Rizzo.
If you hate racists and love Muppets that are like slightly off,
come on.
Like, sign that petition. You know what I mean? We over 2,500 signatures.
Come on.
Way over 2,500 signatures at this point. So go sign that petition. Fuck with us. You know, we'll be back next week, man. Peace. Yeah.
Peace. Oh, so.
Me and my fam picked this rap shit serious.